If you're a health or a life coach who wants to start selling courses, then this is the episode of the show for you. I'm going to talk about how you can use pre-selling to help you get better results when it comes to diversifying your income. Let's dive in. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health and life coaches get more clients, grow their businesses, and live the best lives while they do it. And today on the show, we're talking all about pre-selling, creating courses and memberships and other kind of passive income or more one-to-many or scaled products is obviously very popular in the online space, but it's more than just a good idea that you need. There's a lot of things that go into actually knowing that it's worth investing your time in creating something like this. And today we're going to explore the whole concept of what pre-selling can look like, how you can implement it in your business so that you can get better results when it comes to creating and selling your own digital products, courses, etc. So what is pre-selling? Pre-selling is basically where you are selling something before it's actually been created. Now that might sound a little bit weird or a little bit scary, but it's actually really common practice to do this in lots of different online industries. And there's some very specific benefits that come with pre-selling as a strategy, as a method, and we're going to explore what those look like today. Many coaches, including myself, have spent loads of time and energy and resources creating something that hasn't gone on to sell, and pre-selling is one of the ways that we can deal with that issue. So what kind of offers can you pre-sell in your business? Basically, we're looking at things here, like obviously online courses are a really, really big one, small digital products, memberships to a certain degree, group coaching programs to a certain degree. Obviously, things like one-to-one coaching, by default, you're kind of selling them before you deliver them. And things like paid live trainings, obviously that is a form of pre-selling because you're selling something before you deliver it. So again, there's some nuances in this, but generally speaking, most of the kind of things that you might offer that are one-to-many, that are scaled, you could potentially look at pre-selling as a strategy that might have benefits for you and your business. Again, it's going to be independent on what your specific offer is and how you approach and selling it in the long term as well. But there's some really great benefits to look at pre-selling that we're going to get into now. So why is pre-selling a good idea? There's various different reasons why pre-selling can be really, really helpful. One of the biggest ones is that it helps you validate your idea. So idea validation is really helpful because what it stops happening is you investing a lot of time, energy, and resources in creating something that ultimately doesn't sell. So when we pre-sell something, we are gauging the interest in something before we've invested that time, energy, and resources in actually creating it. It kind of lets us know that people are interested in what it is that we are going to offer them. So by pre-selling, it means that we know that there's clearly interest there because people are buying it before it's actually ready. And that can be a really good indication that more people will buy it when it is ready and in the future. So it just basically validates that idea as something that has the potential to be profitable in the future. Pre-selling your offer also funds the work that you're going to do to create it upfront. So if you have issues with cash flow, or if it just feels better to you to know that you've got some money there that is helping support you in creating it, or even if you need to invest some resources in creating this thing, you have the income there upfront. It kind of funds you to be able to do that because you've pre-sold the offer. You have that chunk of income in at the beginning, and then you get to create it using that to help drive that process. Pre-selling can also create a lot of buzz around an offer. So it just kind of helps you to create some interest, to drive a little bit of FOMO, if that's something that you're comfortable in doing in your business, and just to get people really interested in it. You know, especially if you really lead into it, really, really talk about it, talk about how awesome it's going to be, talk about what's going to be involved in it. It can just create a really lovely buzz that people really want to get in on, because there's also like an exclusivity of being the first people to access something when it's brand new. So you could really play into that and really create quite a lot of buzz around your new offer. There's also a benefit back to the people who are purchasing it potentially as a pre-sale. So if you allow people to have an influence in terms of how that offer is shaped, that can actually be a real benefit to them and to you. So if you pre-sell a course, for example, and obviously we're going to get onto the fact that you would have a bit of an outline for what it is obviously that you're going to be creating, you could let people have some influence on how that's put together, making sure that you're not missing anything out that they really want to know, giving them the opportunity to ask questions to make sure that they get those covered in the course. That can be really, really beneficial for you in terms of you selling that product product further down the line, but also for those people who have purchased the pre-sale as well. And then finally, pre-selling can really help to motivate you, basically because of the fact that you have got a bunch of people who have already bought this thing and are now waiting for you to deliver it. And if you struggle with motivation and focus, that can be quite a strong motivator. However, it's really important to note that that can also be a lot of pressure. So I think it's a really important thing to tune into whether or not this is actually helpful for you, or whether or not it's going to be pressure that's just a little bit too much and it's going to feel stifling. Some people really find that that drives them forward, others not so much. So I would really tap into how you feel about that. But by default, if you are pre-selling something and people do purchase it, then you have an obligation, you know, to obviously provide that thing. And like I say, that can feel like a positive pressure or a negative pressure. And it's all about you, you know, tuning into what that is going to feel like for yourself and your business, and whether the pros outweigh the cons in that situation. So what do you need before you can pre-sell an offer? Basically, and the good news about this is that you don't need a lot to be able to pre-sell something. Obviously, you need a concept and you need an outline of what it actually is going to be. So like I say, you know, you could apply this to a course or a membership or a group program. Depends on kind of how you want to look at the creation of the content that goes into that offer. So obviously, if you're creating a membership, you might want to know that you've already got a certain number of people who are very interested in joining that membership and who have joined it before you start creating content for that membership. Likewise with a course. But also, in order for them to want to buy it and to actually engage in the pre-sale, you need to tell them what it is that they're going to get, that they're going to buy. You might also want to combine your pre-sale with a discount, because obviously it's not yet created. So I think that's another great way to drive some sales up front, is by offering some kind of discount because it is a pre-sale. But you would just basically need a concept and an outline of what's going to be included, so that people have a very honest understanding of what it is that they're going to get when this thing is created and offered to them. So that's the first thing. And you might want to have a sales page that details that down, that gives that outline, that gives people the information that they need to make that buying decision. So that's a really good idea as well. And obviously all of the bits and pieces that you need in combination with that, in terms of a way to take payments, a way to store email addresses and contact people with updates, and obviously contact them when the offer is ready. You want all of that stuff in place. So there's not too much in terms of you not having to, obviously, you know, the big part of creating any kind of offer is the content creation that you would need to do in order to do that. But if you have an outline, if you have a concept that you can share with people on a short page, that can be really, really good. You don't even have to have a sales page on your website. I've recently just been sharing an idea that I've had about a new offer, and I've just put it into a Notion document. So it was really quick and easy for me to do that, because again, this is about gauging interest and that idea validation. And if people are not interested, you don't want to invest actually lots of time up front in creating a lot of stuff if there's a chance that it might not be a goer. So again, making it as simple as possible, like a Google Doc or a Notion document with the information on, is still a really, really great idea as well. And then when it comes to the delivery after the pre-sale, so let's just say you've run a pre-sale, you've got a concept for a new idea, for a new course, you did a Notion document and added, you know, put the outline on, this is what it's all going to be involved, this is what it's going to be about, these are the outcomes that you can expect from engaging with this offer, this is the price, people have bought, so you know that it's popular, you've got a nice little chunk of income in your business, bit of cash flow, and now it's time to deliver that. And there's a couple of different ways that you can approach that. So you can go and say to people, right, this is going to be available for you on X date, and the entirety of the offer is then available to them on that date. And that's really, really simple. Or you can drip the content out. So I'm going to talk a little bit in a sec about a couple of cases where I've pre-sold things, so you can get an indication of what that might look like. But basically, you can either just give people a date, this is the date when it's going to go live, when you can expect to have it, and that's as simple as that. Or you can drip it out. And that basically looks like people know that they might expect module one at this date, module two at this date. And it allows them to also kind of work through the content in almost a live program way, because it's getting dripped out to them. Or in terms of, you know, they're not getting overwhelmed by getting a bunch of content all at once. So those are the two key ways that you can do it. Obviously, in a membership, it might be slightly different, because you would be giving people, you know, probably content on a regular basis, or they might get some core content in that membership and you might want to give them a date when that becomes available. So there's different things to think about, but basically there's a couple of different ways, those two different ways that you can deliver on the pre-sale. And it's worth thinking about what's going to be the best of those options for you in your specific offer. So a couple of offers that I have done this on, and this is going back quite a few years ago, but I don't sell it anymore, I've retired it, but I have a course called Rock Your Brand and Website. And I did this in that case as well. So I offered it at a special price as a pre-sell. And then when people clearly were interested, I actually made a really good amount of income on that offer. And then clearly people were clearly interested. And then I dripped that out. So I basically worked on module by module. And then I don't think it was weekly. I think it might have been every 2 or 3 weeks, but I dropped out a new module for that. And it just gave people, obviously, you know, it was delivering on what they'd already bought, and it gave me time to create that without feeling massively overwhelmed. It also meant that I wasn't working towards like a big fat deadline. People were also engaged in the process of it, so they weren't sat waiting there for like months and months to get the content that they'd already bought. They kind of got stuff on that dripped basis, and that worked really, really well. It let me know, because obviously, you know, creating a course that is around helping people create their own brands and helping people create their own websites is quite a big, you know, it's like a big chunky course, to be honest. I spent a lot of time creating that. And actually, I've got a member of another program, because I have retired that offer. I did give it to someone who's in another offer of mine, and she's been really enjoying it and finding it great. And now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have retired that offer if she's getting a lot out of it. So maybe I should have kept it going. I might bring it out of retirement. I'm tempted to bring it out of retirement now, but I dripped that one out. So that worked like really, really well. And then I also pre-sold Blog School, but this was a bit more around delivering it as a live round. So this is where kind of, you know, was it a pre-sale? Was I just selling it and launching it and then delivering it? You're getting down to semantics here. But I pre-sold Blog School. So people purchased that, you know, they joined. And then I kind of went through it. It was more like a live program, but I feel like there was a bit of that element, because I think the difference is, would you still go ahead and create that offer if not enough people signed up for it, if not enough people bought? And I think that's a really important point, is that if you are pre-selling something, you want to have an idea in your head as to what makes it viable or not. You know, like how many sales would make it viable for you to create or not, basically. And to share that as well, because I think it's really important, you know, at the moment, and I'm going to talk about this offer in a sec because it's very, very relevant to this. But at the moment, I have an offer that I'm putting out there and just getting the feelers out for, and I've got a minimum number in my head. And if I don't hit that minimum number, I'm not going to deliver it in that way, because it's not viable as an offer to deliver it. So have an idea in your head as to what the viable like number of sales and number of participants would be for that offer, in order for you to, you know, to make sense for you to invest all of that time and energy and resources in creating it. And I think that's really, really important. And if it does get to the point where, you know, not enough people sign up for it, and you need to go back to people and say, I'm really sorry, but I didn't hit the minimum viable number, here's a refund, that's okay too. Like, that's the whole point of the process of pre-selling. So while a lot of things can be, you know, quote unquote pre-sold, what is the difference between things that are just being sold in advance because of the nature of how it's delivered versus things that are pre-sold, in terms of this is about checking the viability of this offer before it's actually created. So I think that's a really important difference that it's worth getting your head around before you start exploring all of this. And as I've been saying, I actually have a new kind of concept for an idea, which is very much in line with everything that we've been talking about today. So if you are a coach who has, you know, been running for a little while, perhaps you have a little bit of an audience, you know, 250 people plus on your email list would be really handy. You've perhaps been working with people one-to-one and you're ready to explore what scaling could look like, then I have a very, very special opportunity really for a few people to work with me over the next 6 months. This is going to be discounted by over 50% because it's a beta version of this, and I'm just kind of exploring it. I got a bit of a ping. I was emailing my list and I was saying, you know, this is a bit of a ping from the universe. So I'm just kind of very tentatively following this to see what the interest is. And I've had quite a lot of interest so far, so that's a good indicator, but we'll see how it goes. I've got a limited number of slots for this. And like I say, it's highly discounted. But basically what that program would do is we would work together over 6 months. And together we would come up with a concept for your offer. And I'm really looking at supporting people with group programs, with memberships, or with courses in this particular offer. We would look at the concept. We would validate that idea and that concept potentially through pre-selling it, which is again really handy because you've got the, you know, the potential to get the income back that you would invest in this program with me very, very quickly. And then we would create the offer. I would be supporting you around tech, around the strategy, around putting everything together. And then we would launch that and then look at the sustainable sales systems that you would need for the future to make that particular offer work in your business. So it's a really lovely, like, this is all my, you know, for want of a better phrase, like, this is all totally my zone of genius. This is all the stuff that really lights me up. I love all of this stuff in online business, the strategy, the tech, the putting stuff together, the having the really good ideas, working through the mindset stuff that comes up whenever we create something like this, that we're not like super, you know, we're not one-to-one involved with people in, and sometimes that can bring some stuff up, but I'd really love to support people through that process. I've recently worked with a fabulous client called Daniel, and together we helped to create a group program that he launched. And that brought him in over £60,000 in 6 months, which is, you know, that's one of my more spectacular client results. But that was massively successful. And it just reminded me how impactful these kind of offers can be for the right coaching business at the right stage. And that's really where I want to get to. So if you're interested in that, please pop me an email. I'm Laura at wholeheartedlylaura, just with the word impact. And I will send you all the details over. I'll be kind of closing this down, dependent. I'll either be starting it or not, but I'll be closing this down. I think it's like around about the 17th, 18th of March, I want to say. So if any of this is sounding interesting and you want to get like a really nice, big, juicy discount on this because it's the first time I'm going to run it, get in touch. Let me know. Pop me a DM as well on Instagram. I'm at wholeheartedlylaura, and I'll be able to send you the info there as well. So yeah, I hope that has been interesting. I think pre-selling is such a fantastic strategy that we can use in our coaching business for a number of different things. And like I say, for that very important idea validation, it can be really, really helpful. It can really save a lot of time when it comes to creating stuff that might just ultimately not sell. One quick last reminder, there is always one case where I always think it's worth creating something, even if you don't have the people at the start to sell it or the interest at the start. And that is a small digital product, because that opens a lot of other doors into different things. So that's something that you can always explore. I've got a course that teaches you how to do the small digital product kind of route, and that's called Super Simple Passive Income. And I will put a link to that in the description as well. If that's a initial place that you want to get started, it's a very, very affordable course. It's like under, you know, I think it's like £27, $37 £27-ish. So it's a very affordable offer, great to get started if you want to just kind of like, you know, dip your toe into that kind of area. But like I say, for my more established coaches who want to create group programs, courses and memberships, just like my client Daniel, who, you know, made £60,000 in 6 months, then do get in touch, because that little program will be starting soon. And I'm very, very excited to support people with it if we get enough interest, which so far the indications are really good. So yeah, if you listen on the podcast, please leave me a review. That is always so, so appreciated. And like I say, I'll hang out on Instagram, mainly on Instagram stories. Come and say hello over there. I'm at wholeheartedlylaura. And I will see you next time, guys. Take care. Bye.